Well, the hour has come and gone. It is now midnight. Happy Tuesday to all. And I'm still here. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think that might be a new speed record for me. Woo! We just had Blondie with One Way or Another, and before that, The Ramones with Do You Wanna Dance, and before that, The Doors with Light My Fire, and before that, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young with Our House. And yeah, so I only prepared enough music for 1 hour, and all I was gonna do between 12 and 1 a.m. was, like, I don't know, study. So I guess I'm gonna keep playing you guys music. Feel free to stick around. Since I didn't plan for the second hour, I might be playing some longer songs. Maybe some, like, songs I'm like, oh, I probably won't play Inagata De Vida, but maybe some other songs that I've been like, oh, that's a nice long song, I'll put that on, I'll write my essay while I play that. But before I do that, just one more sweet song, which is quite appropriate given that it's winter and New England, and yeah.
So bad, you know the summer's coming soon. Though the interstate is choking under salt and dirty sand, and it seems the sun is hiding from the moon. Your daddy told you when you were a girl the kind of things that come to those who wait. So give it a rest, girl. Take a deep breath, girl. Meet me at the Bay State tonight. And the snow is coming down on our New England town.
I promised something long. So, yeah, this is a side A. So, enjoy. I probably won't play side B, but maybe another, side long song.
set of brass, save every single hair on his head, he's dead. The minister of hate had just arrived too late to be spared, who cared? The legal end of that they made. The builder wandered in, committing every sin that he could, so good. The coroner of grief was set in the belief he'd be saved from the grave. The legal end of that they made.
Well, that was a nice long song. Ooh, I never get to do that. I really wish I had a 2-hour show. Of course, if I did, I would probably not play long songs, or just play a lot of like regular length songs. So yeah, that was Emerson, Lake, and Palmer with Tarkus. And the songs were Eruption, then Stones of Years, then Iconoclast, then Mass, then Manticore, then Battlefield, then Aqua Tarkus. And so if you guys don't know the story of Tarkus, as it is depicted within the gatefold of the album Tarkus, it's about an armadillo with like a tank. It's like an armadillo tank. Let's pull up a picture of this so that I can better describe it. Tarkus, it's like an armadillo. It's got like a gun cannon thing and treads like a tank. And so Eruption is part one of the Tarkus story. It's where the armadillo is born out of an egg, which came out of the eruption of a volcano. And then Stones of Years may just be the armadillo just kind of like, you know, getting up to speed. And then Iconoclast, I believe that is the one where Tarkus battles a pterodactyl with machine guns on its wings, and wins. Stones of Years is Tarkus goes and there's this mountain with a lot of like buildings, and it just looks very evil and ominous. So Tarkus defeats that, and then he defeats the Iconoclast, which is the pterodactyl with the machine guns, and then it's time for Tarkus to fight against Mass. And I'm blanking on that one. But up next is the Manticore. And so the Manticore is a creature out of Greek mythology, which is half man, half lion, half... maybe it's just half man, half lion. I feel like, no, it also has wings. Oh, and the tail of a scorpion. Like, oh, what else can we glue onto this bizarre legendary creature? So that's the Manticore. And then there's the Manticore with its scorpion tail stings Tarkus in the eye, and that's Battlefield. And then Tarkus locomotes into a river, and it's not really clear if Tarkus is dead or what. But at that moment, Tarkus becomes Aqua Tarkus. Oh, I wish I made that up. Oh my god. Yeah, I want to know what they were on. Like, what a trip. And the artwork is just amazing. I really want to figure out what Mass is now. Let's see if I can look up the Tarkus gatefold. I could just go into the other room and grab it. Oh, there's a nice picture. Let's see. So, yeah. It beats the... Oh, this is such low quality. Yes, larger enhance. Oh, I can't tell what Mass is. It looks like... let's find a higher quality photo. Why don't we? Here we go. Yeah. Mass is kind of like a lizard with grasshopper legs and missile launchers. Rocket launcher. It's got grasshopper legs. I don't know. How does it move? It looks like a fish. A fish with like an ice head. Maybe it's made out of diamond. Oh, well, whatever. Tarkus defeats it, and the Manticore looks amazing. Oh, this Manticore doesn't have wings. Maybe Manticores don't have wings. Oh my god, what a trip. But yeah, so I think that... Oh, I know what song I want to play next. I'm going to play a song by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And if you haven't heard the or not heard, but watched the music video for People Vultures. I am highly recommending it. That's the name of my show, after all. I recommend songs highly on my radio show. And yeah, so People Vultures, it's pretty much like the same thing as Tarkus. There's the People Vulture, which is everyone in the band is like in this big like papier-mâché Dream Balloons, their previous album. But now they're like in this big robot thing, which is in the shape of a vulture, and they're people in a vulture. It's People Vulture. And then these ninjas come and try and defeat the People Vulture, and it defeats them with its laser eyes. And it just goes on a rampage of solo warfare, which is pretty much what Tarkus does. And I wonder if it's, oh my god, it's snowing. Cool. I hope it's snowing, not rain. It looks too, those are really thick raindrops. Oh no, it's snowing harder. It's definitely snow, I hope. So yeah, People Vultures, pretty much the same thing as Tarkus. Bizarro. So yeah, up next is People Vultures, and oh, I'm gonna go look at the snow rain. I'll get back to you on that. Here's King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. We'll be right back.
pounding the dust. On October's day, towards evening, sweat embossed veins, standing proud to the plow. Salt on a deep chest, seasoning. Last of the line, at an honest day's toil, turning the deep sod under. Flint at the fat log, chasing the bone. Flies at the nostrils, plunder. The Suffolk, the Clydesdale, the Percheron vine, with a shire on his feathers floating, hauling soft timber into the dusk, to bed on a warm straw coating. Daddy horses move the land under me, and behind the plow driving, slipping and sliding free. And now you're down to the view, and there's no work to do, the tractor's on its way. Let me find you a filly for your proud stallion seed, to keep the old line going, and we'll stand you abreast at the back of the wood, behind the young trees growing, to hide you from eyes that mock at your girth, your 18 hands at the shoulder. And one day when the oil barons have all dripped dry, and the nights are seen to draw colder, they'll beg for your strength, your gentle power, your noble grace and your bearing. And you'll strain once again to the sound of the guns in the wake of the deep plow sharing. Listening.
that feather feeds, pounding the dust. An October's day towards evening, sweat embossed veins, standing proud to the plow. Song on a deep chest, seasoning. Bring me a wheel of oaken wood, a ring of polished leather, a heavy horse and a tumbling sky, brewing heavy weather.
Yeah, more long songs. So yeah, I think that there are definitely some similarities between People Vultures and Heavy Horses, if you really care to listen. Not Heavy Horses, Tarkus. And then after that was Jethro Tull with Heavy Horses. I really hope somebody comes in after me. If nobody else comes in, I'll be here all night. Which I've done before, actually. It's probably about a year ago today when I had my midnight to 7 a.m. radio show after my last exam. Did I say 7? I said, nope, midnight to 7 a.m. Yep, that's what I meant. Yeah, that was, what a night. I was joined by Jordan and, Alex. Ooh, Alex is back from New Zealand. He's gonna be living with us. Can't wait to talk to him about all things Kiwi. I'm just like, oh, I miss it. Here's a nice PSA. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently, if you are off campus, dial 911. Although dialing your college's public safety number will eventually send emergency services, there may be a delay in getting the needed resources to you. Those seconds may be extremely important if it means life or death. So if you have an off-campus emergency, dial 911. Just like normal. Call 911 in case of an emergency. Period. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. This is Mellow Max. I've stayed on an extra hour because I wanted to. Yeah, so there. Sure beats automation, right? Although I think So there's a dude named Rick Deckard who lives in the ceiling tiles. Oh no, my talk voiceover song ended. Anyway, Rick Deckard lives in the ceiling tiles. He's a real person. He plays music when nobody else is around and takes care of things. He's kind of like a gremlin, but he's a force for good. As long as you don't get him wet? I don't know. That movie was creepy, I think. I don't know. I watched it when I was, like, probably way too young. Anyway, here's Klaatu.
You have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to sing. Of interplanetary craft, calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
Thank you. up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on the apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. That you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.